Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to another great episode of Zompire Hour Radio Live. Tonight, guys, we have a special guest, Big Sloan, a.k.a. Sloan Bone of Mo Thugs. We're playing new music. We got all kinds of new stuff coming out. So let's get this started, though, right off the bat. We got this new song from Big Sloan, and the name of the track is Oath. We're going to play that, and then we're going to come right back after this commercial break, but check it out. This is Big Sloan. The name of the track is Oath. Check it out right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's that hip-hop music. You know, that shit back in the 70s and 80s that we grew up to love. Niggas had rhymes, cold beats. We got to bring that shit back. Check it. Anybody in my vicinity talking loud with kids doing the dome like they was sitting in the same seat as John Kennedy. Ain't no ducking, I'm coming to your location. Clap the enemy, that's how I give them a standing ovation. End up being a poster boy on front pages. I ain't talking beer when they put the foul in cold cases. Then I celebrate with some Ace of Spades spread on the whole crowd as I spit above your pay grade. These mediocre niggas are raising a tirade. Then it became irate. These are rappers that I hate. On this mic, I'm a cargo ship with heavy freight. Killing magazine MCs with a score that I illustrate. Golden State's in the garden. I got the world in the palm of my hands, equivalent to the same size of Connie Hawk. Got a grip on a spinning ball. Choking new bending ball. Quickly become top receivers. The bullets like Bolitnikov. My machine calling antihistamine at your chest. Open your heart and cardiac. That's my definition of breaststroke. And now you in the river. A different type of aquatic, man. Swimming with the sharks down, bottom feet are face down. Hopping the dag, talking to Siri again about which direction to start aiming my sim again. Ain't got peace and sip for nobody but approach me to men. Now they mind when blank, somebody better fill them in.
Hip hop this saved my life. I may slip, but I'ma see all right, nigga. That's why I serve this mic. I took an oath on my mama, I'ma never lose sight since I was a little kid dreaming about being rich and barely not eating. Put my own brand of shoes on my feet.
Yeah, ride, nigga. This is a different era. I ain't talking dropping no balls. Nigga, shopping that Forever 21. What happened to y'all? Lord behold, the truth be told. I Kurt Cobain myself before I ever dressed in front of a 1 year old. You're not masculine. Hit him with the mag in him. Alone the whole bag in him. You a Simpson, send him a mag in him. This cover's on a different path. Hit him with the simple math. Me and you, one on one.
Put him in a body bag.
The people tripping, not horrifying the image be. Cause the text split you in half like a line of symmetry. I'm actually the whole Coke in a rap with 2 4s on my lap. Getting hair from Brook in the back. Strapped with C4 in the backpack. Cause I'm raw on the Monday night, ready to blow up the WWE mat. Then skate off in the coupe that's matte black and throw away my jacket. Cause I don't wanna catch flack. I'm the pitcher. Nigga wanna step in the batter's box and grab my plate. I'ma make sure I get you in the chatterbox live on Fox so the whole world can watch this one game series. And I like the spot that I'm in the light to block to celebrate my independence with fireworks and fire marshal stop. The flame is killing me. I don't give a fuck. I'm coming for the whole industry, nigga.
Wow, and we are back now live on Zompire Hour Radio, guys, and wow, Big Sloan killing the game with a new track, Oath. Wow, that is just fire. We're going to bring my co-host on and then bring on our special guest tonight. What's up, Queen? Are you in the building?
I sure am.
Queen, what's up? Yeah.
Hi. Let me clear my
throat. Hey, what's up, Queen?
Bit.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank
for real.
You, thank you, thank you.
Much love. And yeah. Now we're going to bring on the special guest tonight, the guys you were waiting for, guys, Big Sloan and Mo Thugs. Hey, what's up, Big Sloan? How you doing tonight?
What's cracking? What's happening with you, man?
Man, we're just here chilling, listening to this great music you just dropped tonight. Wow, that was impressive. When did you drop this track? I just heard it, and I'm like, wow, that's what the game has been missing.
I dropped that probably... Probably like a month ago, honestly. Like a month ago, maybe.
Month ago? Wow. I mean, that's what the game is missing, man. Today we got all this mumble rap and all this bullshit. And I'm just thinking, like, you're right. We got to bring back that real hip-hop lyrics, skills, voice, cadence, actual talent, you know?
Right.
And that's
right.
That's what you bring into the game.
Definitely.
Like you said, the whole Hogan of the rap game, that line got me. I'm like, oh, shit. It's over.
See, a lot of people probably wouldn't get that. Probably wouldn't get that line. It's like, I was like, what did I say? I say I'm Hulk Hogan. Wait, what? Two fours on my lap with Hulk Hogan getting the head from Brooke in the back, She's like, what did I say? Hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out what I said in that line. It was somewhere to Hulk Hogan. Like, whatever. I'm feeling like Hulk Hogan with two fours on my lap. Oh, that's what I said. I'm like Hulk Hogan with two fours on my lap. Because, you know, Hulk Hogan always had the 24. You remember he always talking about the 24-inch pythons, right?
Yeah, I got that away. And I was like, oh, shit.
Well, like, and then you think about his arms. So if I'm sitting with my arms, I got. But I, if he sit with his arms, that's 24s in his lap. But if I'm sitting with my arms 2 4s, then I'm sitting with a 44 on my lap.
Yep. That's why I was like, oh shit! When I heard that line, I was like, oh man. But the whole track, but that one got me. The whole Coke of the Rap King. I'm like, oh shit.
Right,
That was awesome.
You know, something like that, man. I try to be metaphorical when I can.
Oh, you're always metaphorical and lyrical. That's why you also call the lyrical genius, right? That's one of your AKAs, the lyrical genius. So.
That was my first one. That was my first rap name ever. Honestly.
Oh, that was the first one. I didn't know that because it said like Big Sloan, the lyrical genius. Oh wow, I did not even know that. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that was
though,
the first.
You got the lyrics and the flow and everything. Everything that an elite MC needs, you know, and that's, I think the game needs more of that. There's not enough elite MCs right now in the game, at least not in the mainstream.
And, exactly, yeah, I was about to say that. I was like, you know what it is? It's just that, you know, I mean, I don't, you know, they're not trying to service that, you know what I mean? A lot, like the media, the people, the powers that be, really is not trying to put like the real lyricists out, like, because it's not promoting what they want them to promote. You know what I mean? It's not promoting the violence. It's not promoting the ignorance. It's not promoting the dumbness. It's not promoting, you know, go against each other. It's not promoting being in poverty. You know what I mean? To keep each other down. So the other lyricists don't promote that. So they will never push that because. We can't. They don't want everybody. We can't. All can't be smart. Come on now. We all be smart and learn the record business.
Why not?
You know what I mean? If we all get smart and learn the record business, hey man, they'll never make money, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I think they're afraid of somebody getting a real message out there. It was like just like Lazy said on TMZ. It's never been about glamour. It was broken glass everywhere, pissing out there like they don't care. I'm glad Lazy said that. He got that message out there to the masses. Much love to Lazy. And you. That's why I got much love for you guys, Mota, Harmony House, because you guys are actually putting out real music with real messages. And the rest of the stuff just sounds like a bunch of gibberish. It doesn't even have any point to it. You know, it's just, and it's all the same. Same lyrics in every song.
Yeah, and they all sound the same.
What
that's the craziest.
You
like,
mean sound?
That's the crazy thing. They all sound the same. It's like when, you know, back in the day, like, you know, before, like, you never wanted to sound like somebody else. You might have had an influence. You might have had people that you liked or influences, but you were like, you don't want to sound like them. You want to be different. You're like, I'm not trying to be like that. I'm going to be like me. You know what I mean?
For real.
Now the wave is like, oh, he did it. Let me follow that pattern. Oh, they did. Let me follow that. Like, everyone follows a pattern. They want to all be, they all do this auto-tune shit. And they all sound the same. So it's like, I'd be wanting to be like, well, who is, like, they'd be like, who have you heard this artist? This is such and such. I'd be like, damn, I thought that was Future. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? There might be some new dude like, oh, who have you heard this artist? No, that's a little such and such. That's a little. I'd be like, they all sound the same. I'm like, why would I go listen to somebody else? When if I like one person that I'm dealing with already, why am I gonna listen to 18 other people that sound like them? I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, I'll stick to the original.
For real. That's what I think. Everybody saw the success of T-Pain, and everybody wanted to be T-Pain because he sold so many number one hits. Or they heard Lil Wayne, and that's why you got all these guys talk. Oh, I'm little this, I'm little that. I sound like T-Pain and Lil Wayne, but they don't sound like T-Pain and Lil Wayne. They sound more like the whack version of.
Right.
But back in the days, they would call you a biter. You know, if you try to bite anyone's style, you can call that as a biter.
Yeah.
And now it's like you can, it's okay. Oh, everyone is Lil Wayne. Everybody's T-Pain, everybody's Future. It's cool.
Right.
That's the way.
Well, they can
jump
the club and be Lil Lames. We should I'm not saying they are, but we should say for the people that are like those type of followers, they should join the club called Little Lame.
Exactly, Queen. Queen. Much love, Queen. You're the best.
Right.
See, Queen, she's so smart.
Right.
You're the best.
Since everyone wants to be little and called young when they're really not young, I mean.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ridiculous.
It's like
NMG.
It's like, what was, yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, I'm young. I'm like, bro, you're 30, bro. That's not young. I mean, that's
right?
It's young. It's just young, but they want these dudes. I want to be young. Like they thinking they're 16 and 17. That's young.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It was just like busy telling his life. You ain't.
You're not young.
Yep.
You're
it ain't young.
Man,
yeah, it's like Busy said, you ain't young. Unless you're under 18, like Busy said, you ain't young no more. It's like you're a grown man.
Right.
Like you said, once you hit 18, you're a grown man. No doubt about it. Hey, we got a caller on the line already. Wow, this broadcast is popping.
Man.
Let's see who's on the line. What's up? Hey, what's up, caller? Are you on the line?
What's up? This is Unique INT. I'm on the single with Big Sloan. Sloan's on the phone. Hey, I had to call in. Show love.
What's Unique,
up?
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? What's up? Had to come in,
chilling,
show
man.
Some love.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. I see you. I feel you. We got the new single out, you feel me?
Yeah. How's the air going for you? Good?
Chilling, man. I'm chilling right now. I'm about to get some of this rap in, music in, lab, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you know. Yep. Yeah, this man, he's no joke. You guys get ready. It's about to be crazy for this 2019, for real.
Oh, yeah, we definitely going to kick it off. You know how we do, man. You know what time it is.
Most
hell
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new single, what do you guys think? Should we play the single right now? The new single? Turn Up?
We might as well get it to Turned Up, man. Why my boy on
hey.
The line? We might as well do it. Play it.
Let's do it.
All right, so what's the name of the song, Turn Up?
So I turned
up.
Turned up. Yeah, Turned Up featuring
Sloan Bone and
Unique, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
all right, let's play it right now. We'll be right back, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 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 y line, yeah, yo, bras in the back, off that, yeah, yo, hit them lines, off my table, Louis V, bad ass is on, little mama over there, bad to the bone, yeah. Like osteoporosis, bad to the bone, yeah. Look even better coming out of them clothes, I'ma make her mine, everybody knows, just can't wait to get her to the whole penthouse, W suite, cool ass view, overlook the beach, put your legs back now, hold your feet, I'm about to go knee deep
everybody
in your life,
everybody moving in the club, jumping up and down, moving all around. Jumping up and down, jumping up and down, jumping up and down, jumping up and down, jumping up and down.
Wow. And we are back live. Damn, that track was hot. I heard it last night.
Right.
Heard it again tonight. Like, and I'm not even really into dance music, but that song made me, like, dance in my chair. That song, I mean, you know, it's hot. And Sloan, you ripped it on that verse. Cool. Like, everything, that bass line, damn, everything. The singing, that is
right.
A hit.
Dope.
If I ever heard it.
Yeah, we're dope. That's very different for me, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you want to be a musician, you can do anything, you know what I mean? I think. Like, you shouldn't be scared to venture off and know what kind of music, if that's, you know what I mean? I agree.
But I was feeling that. I remember when I heard it, I was like, man, I'm feeling this. I feel like moving. I feel like drinking. Yeah, you just get into that party mode when you hear this. And,
right. And that,
yeah.
That's what we want you to be.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I heard LMAC was telling me on the phone, so many people are feeling this all over the world, hitting us up. When is it coming out? Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of that, where can they buy this? Doesn't it come out today? Let's let them know about that.
Yeah, it came out today. You can buy it on Amazon, iTunes, any platform like that sell music. But, you know, Amazon, iTunes, which most people go to is Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, all that. But those are probably the main three. But, you know, you probably go to, you know, it'll be on Spotify and all that type of madness too. But, you know, the main three that most everybody go to is Amazon, iTunes, and Google Play and all that. So, yeah, be right there, man. Y'all go grab it. That's called Turned Up. It's long gone with Unique. You know what I mean?
We're not playing.
Go buy it right now. We're also going to post it on the site. Got the link on there, too. So we're going to be heavily promoting
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Because I love that song. And Most Thug Takeover 2019. That's all I got to say.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
most
yeah.
Thug,
we definitely
baby.
Finna take it over, man. We definitely finna get it in. I'm tell you like this. And I gotta and shout out to the homie Sava, man, for putting that together, man. Like he went
what?
Hard for it. Him and LMAC went hard for it, you know what I mean? And then
yeah,
it's Mo Thug 2019, bro. Harmony House, Von Thugs, you know, it's takeover, you know what I mean? Because, you know, my brother then, you know, he came out, said what he had to say, you know, about people respecting the game, and you know, and that's we can say what we wanna say, but now it's time to get it. Take it, demand it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we talking about it. Let's go get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Lazy Bone said it. He put it into the universe, law of attraction, all that. And he dropped that great Migos disc and then Annihilation. Oh, yeah, guys, and go get that Annihilation EP on lazygear.com.
Yep, definitely.
Special edition. You can get the hard copy like in the old school days when, music was real.
Yeah,
go get the hard copy.
Get the hard copy. I was thinking about doing. I got an EP I'm gonna drop on the 21st, but I was thinking of just, you know, I'm gonna definitely make about 500 hard copies for just for the people who want to grab them. Like at the shows, people still buy hard copies. They want them to be signed and all that type of shit right there, man. So I'm definitely gonna have a package. It'll be like you get a CD with a you get a whole package, like a CD, a CD beanie sweater. You know what I mean? Sweatshirt or T-shirt or something. I'm going to have a whole package of that, you know, probably package it up for about $50. But it's going to be, you know, you get all that, all of it to be signed, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going to definitely do that package right there. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah, guys, go get that package. What's the name of the new album, Sloan? The new,
my new EP will be called Catharsis. You don't know what catharsis means, you got to look it up. I ain't going to tell you what it is, but I think y'all should look it up because everybody want everything handed to them. I think you should look it up if you don't know what it is, but it's going to be called Catharsis.
Yeah.
So it's going to be definitely dope. But I'm going to probably drop about 5 EPs this year, minimum.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Along with I know me and Lazy going to do twins. We got another EP we're going to do. It's called Thug Twins 2. We did the first one already. Everybody waiting for the second one.
Yep.
So I'm just doing that, and then me and my boy King Crooked, what up, Crooked? You know what I mean? We working on a project also. So we all got a lot of stuff coming, man.
Yeah, and you got a new track out right now, right, with the Horseshoe Gang. What's that called? Where can they listen to that? I heard it the other day, and it was fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go get that Lyrical Murder, man. You can get that anywhere right now, man. It's on all platforms. It's called Lyrical Murder, Sloan Bone, featuring the Horseshoe Gang. And every time somebody says, I can rap, I play that song for them. I'll be like, hey, tell me 5 MCs get on one song that can do this. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know many. Maybe Eminem could. Eminem and you are probably the only ones that can hang with the Horseshoe Gang. I mean, that I've heard.
Man.
I mean, you're not. That's
yep, them horse, the shoes, man. Them guys are dope, man.
It's like Eminem said in his interview about with his beef with MGK. He said, I signed the Horseshoe Gang, you know, because they're fucking wordsmiths. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
You fall
yeah.
under that same category as wordsmith.
Thank you,
know. You,
man. Yeah, that's all love, bro.
All love,
it's
yeah. That's what we're trying to bring back on the show is real lyrics, real rappers, and we're real talent, not just promote just the drama. And the people with the colored hair, and that's all cool. I understand they get it for views, but who has real mic skills? And that's what Lazy was saying with the whole Migos thing.
Right.
It's like it's all about the skills in the mic, not about money, not about the color of your hair, how many views you get. It's about who's the best MC.
Who got
and that's
skills.
How I always
who
was.
Got, right. Who got the best songs? Who gonna be around? I mean, that's all I say, man. Like. Much love to everybody who doing what they doing. You know, Migos, much love to y'all, bro, because y'all winning. Y'all winning right now. And y'all hopefully y'all stay on top as long as y'all can. But my thing is, it's just like, you know, all you got to do is be humble because there's a lot of artists. There's a lot of people before us, even before even Bone, that had really scraped the ground. I really had blood, sweat, and tears to make sure hip-hop was still able to be played. Remember, they tried to ban it. You know what I mean? They tried to ban hip-hop.
Yeah.
So and people don't even understand like it was real close for them to ban that. So where we was, I mean, it was kind of along the lines that we had to go back to where freedom of speech had to be in place. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, you can't tell them what we can and can't talk about. That's against the Constitution. You know what I mean? That's against our rights.
Exactly.
So you know, you have people like KRS-One, Pac, all they went to bat for that. These people went to jail over hip hop, man. You understand what I'm saying? They went to jail, got fines, and harassed and all that. NWA, Eazy-E, Luther Campbell, the Two Live Crew. You know what I mean? Like, they actually, these dudes went through hell. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They went through hell trying to do their music and all this and doing all that. They didn't want that. Run DMC. You feel me? That's a lot of people that paved the way for us to be where we are now. And for people, you know what I mean? For anybody to not understand where you came from, that means you if you're not a student of the game, that means you really going to be out quick. You know what I mean? You shouldn't even be in if you're not a student. You know what I mean? Like, how do you not know this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you not respect that? How do you not pay homage to that? You feel me? It's like, of course you're supposed to think you're the best. You know what I mean? I think I'm the best rapper ever to touch the mic. I'm supposed to feel that way, and that's how I feel. But that I'm not going to disregard anybody else that's on the mic. Yeah, it's a lot of hot MCs, but I think I'm the best. You feel me? But I respect all my G's that paved the way because I don't give a damn how many number one records we got, platinum and gold records. It don't matter. But the same thing is, at the same time, we respect all the people that came before us, and if it wasn't for them, it wouldn't be no us. And we also respect our peers, the people that was in it with us. Because if it wasn't for them, like, it wouldn't be no competition. We still wouldn't be where we at. You know what I mean? All them great musicians that made that great music in our era. You know what I mean? And that's what we gotta do. We gotta just pay homage, dog. Like, and that's what they don't do. You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
Pay homage, show love, right?
Yeah.
Just say if you got your stuff from Bone, say, hey, I got the stuff from Bone, and much love to Bone. But don't be like, I invented this shit and I'm the best now, which a lot of people do, you know, or like whoever they took it from.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, or just say, like, you know, don't show love to Kool Herc, which I think was the first MC, one of the first MCs back in New York. And so instead of calling them an old head, say, hey, if it wasn't for Kool Herc that started this shit,
we wouldn't be here.
There would not be this glamour, like Lay said. And it wasn't even about that back then. So, now they just think it's like, it's a game. They're like, oh, yeah, we don't got to respect anyone. This is our shit. But, yeah. But, you know, I think real lyrics and real MCs are coming back. And
definitely.
The mainstream.
Yeah, definitely coming back. I mean, it really ain't never went nowhere. It just ain't been in the mainstream. You know what I mean? It's been a whole bunch of underground. Yeah, it's been a whole bunch of underground. Why? Because I know I go to all this underground part. They be cracking. A lot of people be there. It's just that the average person don't know about it because that's not what they listen to. But they'll go to some underground shit and be like, God damn, I didn't know 10,000 people was going to be here. Yeah, these are all the people. There's still people that listen to this music. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And respect it and appreciate it.
Respect it, yeah, and appreciate it, exactly. And Sloan, tell them about, don't you got a new freestyle show coming out, or is it already out on Power 106? I know there was something about a show that L Mac told me about. It was a freestyle show.
Yeah, I did some on Power 106, it came out, that dropped already, but I was going to do I had a thing that I used to do called the Weekly 16, where I drop a verse every Friday or every Tuesday, whatever day it was during the week, I drop a verse every week. I'm going to bring that back, but, you know, since my boy Crooked Eye is back doing his, I'm not going to do it because he back doing his 50, his weekly, you know what I mean? So I don't that's my dude, so I never conflict with my dude doing that because after he finished his, I told him, I was like, dog, is it cool for me to do the 52-week, you know, the weekly 16, I'm going to do it for a year. He's like, hell yeah, do that shit. Because he was like, I ain't doing it, so it's all, you know, it's all good. You might need to go ahead, do it, keep it cracking. So now he back doing his, you know, I might drop freestyle here and there, but I'm going to support him in what he doing and make sure I post his freestyles weekly so he can get it in on, you know, he doing his on Spotify and Two Dope Boys, you know what I mean? So I'm going to make sure his shine get, like, put my boy shine out there, you know what I mean?
All right, for sure. Yeah, much love to Crooked Eye. I've been a fan of him ever before. Even before Slaughterhouse, I heard him, like, in the 90s, I think on the Sway.
Yeah, on the Death Row day. Yeah.
Back, even before that, it was somewhere he was like, I'm so-and-so, he's this, he's that, but they're all just wick, wick, whack, and then he just went off with, like, I'm the crazy guy juggling chainsaws or something. Either way, it was off the hook.
Right.
It was way back in the day. I don't know if you remember that. That's old school. But that's when I remember first hearing Crooked Eye. Like, way
back. Right,
because
that's when he was – that was that – I remember that it was Wick Wick back because he did that. That was a – they did a sample. He did a sample from KRS-One.
Oh, wow. So this
that
is
was,
history.
That was the sample.
Yeah, I know about Crooked Eye. And when people talk about Crooked Eye, you know, it was like, damn, I remember Crooked Eye. The first time I heard him, I thought he was like one of the sickest MCs, one of the rawest. And even today, like now I see him working with Horseshoe Gang, Eminem, with you. Like, just got so big.
Crook is definitely one of my top five. That dude is super talented, bro.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree. I agree. Even the first time I heard him, I was like, even before he was on the road, I was like, man, Crooked Eye, that guy's raw as hell.
Because he was killing him on the Waco show.
Yeah, the wake-up show, I know. Hey, I think you need to get on Sway's Five Fingers of Death. I think you should get on there. Have you been on there? You need to get on that.
You know what? I haven't yet, but the time we could have did it, Sway was in the office. It was crazy. We was in New York, and I hit Crooked, and I was like, dog, I said, I want to go up there. He was like, let me hit him. And then he hit him. Sway wasn't in New York. So he was like, damn, I ain't there. Because it was like we was out there doing the show, me and Bone. We was all gonna go up there, but he wasn't in town. So I'm in the process of working on that now. I'll probably be in New York in a couple months, but I'm gonna hit Crook and be like, I need to go up there and do that. I definitely want to.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you got to get on the Five Fingers of Death. You got to get on Funk Flex, his freestyle on Hot 97. And
yeah,
I know you get love on Hot 97, right? Shouts out to Hot 97. You get radio play out there, so I think
right.
Yeah, you got to get on all these shows because I know you will kill it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need to get on those, man. So whoever out there, I need to get on them shows. Crook, I'm hitting you up for the Sway in the morning, and L Mac, if you listen, I need to get that Funk Flex here in New York to Hot 97. Whoever listening, let them know I'm trying to come in there and do something, man. Much love, man.
Much love, y'all. And we got to get him in there. And, like, the show's coming to a close. They're about to kick me off. The time's running out. Any last
right.
words you want to say, like, to the fans or to the people out there before we leave?
Yes, sir. Yep. I want to say, man, make sure y'all follow me on all social medias, Instagram, Twitter, I am Sloan Bone, Facebook, Sloan Bone.
Yeah.
If not, just hit me, IamSloanBone.com is my website. Yeah, man, just if not, just Google Sloan Bone or Big Sloan, man, all that'll pop up. And I want to say, I want to give a shout-out to the homie Unique, the new single out now, you know what I mean? Shout-out to my big bro, Lay, man, for making it, you know what I mean? That's the big bro, it's the boss, you know what I mean? Shout-out to Sava, good looking on all that. Sava, you know, keep doing the hard work. Thank you for blessing us with the situation. L Mac, my manager, you know what it is. And then the whole city of Long Beach, man. The whole city of Long Beach and Cleveland and my people out there in the Philippines, Australia, Canada. Oh, it's everybody, man. But the whole east side of Long Beach, you know how we do, man. Let's get it.
Yeah, much love, everybody. And we're going to kick it off with one last song before we get out of here. This is Annihilation by Lazy Bone. Go get the single and go pick up EP on lazygear.com. Mo Thug, Bone Thug and Harmony Takeover. Get ready. All right, guys. Much love and good night.
Much love. All right.
Much love.
Real niggas do real things.
Go get the album. Go get all the new singles from Big Sloan, aka Slow Bone, and go get go get all the stuff. You know, Sloan Bone, Lazy Bone, Annihilation. Much love, guys. Peace.